From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tensions between Turkey and Russia.
Suriye'de yaptı ve orada kendi...
Turkey's president today questioned the future of relations between his country and Russia after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian military planes along the Turkish border with Syria. Turkey summoned Russia's ambassador for a second time Monday after what the foreign minister said was another instance of a Russian aircraft breaching Turkish airspace. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling on EU member states to ensure that all discussions of migration policy are grounded on the need to protect the human rights of the migrants. Zayed Raad al-Hussein spoke in advance of an October 8th meeting of the EU Justice and Home Affairs Council. The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell spoke to a congressional committee in Washington.
On Saturday morning, our forces provided close air support to Afghan forces at their request. To be clear, the decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command.
The aerial bombardment killed 22 people. A Chadian military source says 11 Chadian soldiers were killed Tuesday in a cross-border attack by suspected Boko Haram militants. The source told reporters that 17 Boko Haram fighters were also killed in the incident. The militants reportedly attacked a Chadian army position near Lake Chad around 4 a.m. local time. Chad is a leading contributor to a regional joint task force set up to fight Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Russia-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine agreed on Tuesday to postpone unofficial elections planned for October 18th and November 1st until February 2016. The planned elections threatened to derail the shaky peace agreement now in place. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, said elections in rebel-controlled areas would cross a line and signal the end of the Minsk peace deal. Human Rights Watch says the recent conviction of just two Democratic Republic of Congo soldiers out of a total of 39 tried for a mass rape in 2012 points to deeper failings in the justice system. Nick Long reports.
In a report released this week on the case, Human Rights Watch says the only evidence against most of the accused men was that they had been absent from roll calls. The report's author is Geraldine Mattioli-Zeltner.
Of the 25 who were eventually convicted, only two were identified by victims during the trial.
Mattioli-Zeltner said the women had been attacked at night, making identification more difficult. More effort should have been made to hold commanders responsible, she says. Human Rights Watch says the case was rushed to trial, largely due to international pressure, and defendants had weak legal representation. Nick Long, Goma, DRC.
The wave of Palestinian violence has prompted an Israeli crackdown, Robert Berger reports.
The Israeli army has demolished the homes of two Palestinian militants who carried out deadly attacks last year in Jerusalem. Israel says the move is aimed at deterring Palestinian terrorists after a wave of shootings and stabbings that left four Israelis dead since Thursday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised a strong hand to fight terror and to quell unrest that has raised fears of a third Palestinian uprising. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of attacks on government headquarters and positions of the Saudi-led coalition in the city of Aden. In a statement posted online, the militant group said it carried out four suicide bombings against the targets. That contradicted accounts from officials that said the attacks involved rockets fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A special U.S. envoy is in the Iraqi capital for talks on the international coalition support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. Retired Marine General John Allen arrived in Baghdad on Tuesday for meetings with senior Iraqi government and security officials. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.